Chapter 23. In time, David was told,
"The Philistines are fighting against Keilah, and they are raiding the threshing floors."
So David inquired of Jehovah,
"Should I go and strike down these Philistines?"
Jehovah said to David, "Go, strike down the Philistines and rescue Keilah." But the men of David said to him,
"Look, we are afraid while here in Judah. How much more so if we go to Keilah against the battle line of the Philistines?"
So David inquired once again of Jehovah. Jehovah now answered him, "Rise up, go down to Keilah, because I will give the Philistines into your hand." So David went with his men to Keilah and fought against the Philistines. He carried off their livestock and struck them down with a great slaughter, and David rescued the inhabitants of Keilah. Now, when Abiathar, the son of Ahimelech, ran away to David at Keilah, he had an ephod with him. Saul was told,
"David has come to Keilah."
Then Saul said,
"God has handed him over to me, for he has trapped himself by entering a city with gates and bars."
So Saul summoned all the people to war to go down to Keilah and besiege David and his men. When David learned that Saul was plotting against him, he said to Abiathar the priest,
"Bring the ephod here."
Then David said,
"O Jehovah, the God of Israel, your servant has indeed heard that Saul intends to come to Keilah to destroy the city because of me. Will the leaders of Keilah surrender me into his hand? Will Saul come down, as your servant has heard? O Jehovah, the God of Israel, please tell your servant."
To this Jehovah said, "He will come down." David asked,
"Will the leaders of Keilah surrender me and my men into Saul's hand?"
Jehovah replied, "They will surrender you." At once David rose up with his men, about 600 in number, and they left Keilah and moved about wherever they could. When Saul was told that David had escaped from Keilah, he did not go out after him. David stayed in the wilderness in places difficult to approach, in the mountainous region of the wilderness of Ziph. Saul searched for him constantly, but Jehovah did not give him into his hand. David was aware that Saul had gone out to seek his life while David was in the wilderness of Ziph at Horesh. Jonathan, the son of Saul, now went out to David at Horesh, and he helped him find strength in Jehovah. He said to him,
"Do not be afraid, for my father Saul will not find you. You will be king over Israel, and I will become second to you, and my father Saul also knows that."
Then the two of them made a covenant before Jehovah, and David stayed in Horesh, and Jonathan went to his home. The men of Ziph later went up to Saul at Gibeah and said,
"Is not David hiding near us in the places difficult to approach at Horesh, on the hill of Hakilah, which is south of Jeshimon?"
"Whenever it pleases you to come down, O king, come, and we will surrender him into the hand of the king."
At this, Saul said,
"May you be blessed by Jehovah, for you have shown compassion to me. Please go and try to find out exactly where he is and who saw him there, for I have been told that he is very cunning. Carefully ascertain where all his hiding places are, and return to me with the evidence. I will then go with you, and if he is in the land, I will search him out among all the thousands of Judah."
So they left and went to Ziph ahead of Saul, while David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, in the Arabah, to the south of Jeshimon. Then Saul came with his men to look for him. When David was told, he at once went down to the crag and stayed in the wilderness of Maon. When Saul heard this, he chased after David into the wilderness of Maon. As Saul came to one side of the mountain, David and his men were on the other side of the mountain. David was hurrying to get away from Saul, but Saul and his men were closing in on David and his men to capture them. But a messenger came to Saul, saying,
"Come quickly, for the Philistines have made a raid on the land."
At that, Saul stopped chasing after David and went to confront the Philistines. That is why that place was named the Crag of the Divisions. Then David made his way up from there and stayed in the places difficult to approach at En-Gedi.